it's time to look at accessible technology. And Paul Porter joins us now from RNIB Technology for Life team. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Simon.
And you're going to talk about a GPS app. So it's called Microsoft Soundscape. Tell us about this.
It is. Microsoft, in the last little while, have been doing some really good work at the moment for Apple devices, for smartphones. But, you know, hopefully they'll transfer their products to Android as well. But recently they brought out Seeing AI, which we've talked about on the program, which is a really good app. And just a couple of weeks ago, they brought out Soundscape. And like Microsoft Seeing AI, Soundscape is a free app that you can download onto your iPhone. And essentially what it is it's another one of these apps that tells you what's around you, and you can mark a point and then navigate to it. But it does it in a clever way, in that it gives you what you could describe as 3D sound. So you'd wear a set of earbuds or perhaps these aftershock type headphones that sit on your temples and don't actually directly feed sound into your ears, so you can still hear what's going on around you. But that essentially gives you a 3D audio. So you might, for example, have a bus stop programmed in, and as you get closer to a bus stop, the sound will vary depending on which way you're facing. So if it's off to your right, you'll hear it off to your right. If it's straight ahead of you, it'll appear straight ahead. But if you then deviate from that direction, it will move in accordance with the way you're turning. So the soundscape also, when you're walking around, will give you information about what's around you. So as you're walking to a road, it will say, you know, Judge Street ahead. And again, if you turn around or deviate from your position that you're facing, that'll come out of your right ear or your left ear. And even if there's something behind you, it kind of sounds as if there's something behind you. And as you kind of spin around, you know, the direction changes. So it really does give you a soundscape of what's around you. So it's quite a unique, you know, way of delivering audio information. I suppose you could, you know, compare it to, if you've got a map, then, you know, you see things around you on the map, whereas, you know, with standard systems, it would just say, you know, crossing ahead, or, you know, Baker's on your left or railway station on your right. But this actually gives you, instead of saying it's on your left or on your right, it gives it through audio direction.
So if I was just to download this onto an iPhone and then go onto a main street round about me, as I walk along, it would readily just give me information then?
It does. So you can also set a beacon. So, for example, I've got a bus stop. It's about 300 yards down the road, or 300 metres down the road. I can set a beacon to that. So again, as I'm moving, that beacon will move around. So I suppose the ideal is to keep it straight ahead of you, so you're going in that direction, and it will count up or count down, you know, the distance to that particular point. So I was using it on the bus the other day. I set my home bus stop as a beacon, and you know, it started off at 2.9 kilometers or whatever it was, and then, you know, obviously counted down to zero, and the sound changed depending on which way the bus was moving. So, you know, again, it gives you an idea of the direction of travel, and, you know, where things are in relation to you.
I thought you were driving the bus for a minute.
So, no matter of time, Simon. I mean, who knows, the technology might well be there in the future.
There you go. So it's called Microsoft Soundscape app, and it's free to download. You've used this. How does it compare, do you say, with other ones?
It's another way of doing it. What you've got to be careful of is that you don't use headphones that are going to block out, you know, sounds that you need to navigate around normally. So you've got to be careful. So, you know, that's maybe slightly worrying. But if you use earbuds or these aftershock type headphones, then, you know, you should still be able to hear the sounds around you. But, you know, I wouldn't suggest people use, you know, like over-the-ear headphones or that cut out sound, because that would obviously be dangerous for you. So moving around, so just be mindful that, you know, because it's stereo, it might block out the sounds that are around you. So yeah, just bear that in mind.
Okay, once again, it's called Microsoft Soundscape. We'd love to know what you think of this app if you try it. If you've got any questions about this or any other accessible technology, then you can get in touch with the team.
You can indeed. You can contact us via our NAB helpline on 0303 123 9999, or you can email tfl@rnib.org.uk.
Paul Porter, always a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
Speak to you soon.